Welcome aboard. Join the adventure as we search for greatness in the beautiful world of ours and search for greatness within. You guys, we need to kickstart this new voyage off with some celebration. And if you have been around for a second, you know that this podcast has been called Magic in the Ordinary. It has been all about seeking beauty in the everyday life. We've talked about books and art and other things like that. And that is still going to stay, but I wanted to freshen it up a little bit and give it a new title. This podcast is now called Sail Bold, and I want to kind of capture the essence of being bold in life while seeking for the beauty, seeking for the adventure and things like that. So I hope you enjoy the new look, the new logo, the new look, and also the great content that I hope to continue making throughout this year. So today I want to give you guys three reasons to celebrate, and I hope it kind of brightens your day. So let's talk about this. Number one I wanted to celebrate is it is Shakespeare's birthday. So have a piece of cake for him. There's actually, we don't know for sure exactly when Shakespeare was born. Honest disclaimer here. I think his baptismal certificate said April 26th, and people estimate that he was probably born a couple days before. Therefore, scholars traditionally celebrate his birthday on April 23rd. I am a huge, huge fan of this for multiple reasons, but it's enough to say that this is the day that people think that Shakespeare was born. So let's celebrate Shakespeare. But more than that, on this podcast, I love exploring old manuscripts. I love reading through Shakespeare. And I think the benefit of looking back at old classics is that we're able to glean wisdom from the past with the belief that we can better our lives and the future. And I think that that's really incredibly powerful. And I actually went and saw a play of Henry V the other day, and I was absolutely blown away by just how inspired I was. I'm not a king trying to take over France, no surprise there, but I am somebody who is tackling things in life, and I felt incredibly inspired by his words. They felt, you know, they could have been written for this day and age, as well as for Shakespeare's. And I think that's beautiful. So, I mean, in addition to kind of celebrating Shakespeare's birthday, for the first thing I want to kind of say as well, celebrate your own greatness, your own creative genius, and maybe think of it like, I don't know, I think it's impressive that so many years later, I am still reading his words and finding inspiration there, and how your words may still impact people that long after you have gone. That's a beautiful thing. That's worth celebrating. So have a piece of cake for him and for you. Number two, speaking of celebrating birthdays, April 23rd happens to be my birthday. So that's another reason that you can celebrate. Have a piece of cake for me as well. And here in the podcast, that's another thing I want to really find and celebrate is life. Life is beautiful. It is not easy. Let's not pretend it is. But I think that when we admit it's not easy, but with enough grace and grit, we can make it something beautiful. That's something really special. And that there's a really beautiful honesty about that and excitement about that. So that's another reason to celebrate is it's my birthday. And if it's past April 23rd, y'all, I'm in a new year of life. So that's exciting. This podcast has a fresh look. It's called Sail Bold now instead of Magic in the Ordinary. And we're starting out a new season of life. All right. And on to our third and final reason to celebrate for today. Well, third reason, but potentially not final reason, depending on how many reasons you have to celebrate, is it is the Feast of St. George the Dragon Killer. And I am a huge fan of this feast day. I think it's fun, the idea of this brave knight who slays the dragons. And I think it still applies to us because we all have dragons in our lives. Monsters, somehow haters, maybe flaws inside of us, struggles that we have. And there's, you know, whether we imagine them like that or not, I think we all have dragons to some extent. And I love the celebration that you can defeat those dragons inside of you. You can kill those dragons in your own life, in your those weaknesses, those flaws that you have, you can work on them. I can work on them. And that's an exciting thing. I think that that's another piece of things on me switching the name to Sail Bold. I want this idea of boldness in our life where we take things head on. We're not going to run from the sea monsters on this voyage. We're going to face them and to try to, we're not going to swerve, but we're going to try to face them head on and do something about those weaknesses in our life. And that's a beautiful thing. That's definitely worth celebrating. So there you have it, friends. Feel free to leave a comment below on what you think is worth celebrating today. Hopefully there's plenty of things to be celebrated. And until next time, sail bold.